Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hochman and Crowder simulcast extravaganza. I'm live in Los Angeles for the Errol Spence Jr. Sean Porter fight. Thanks to Fox Pay-Per-View for setting it up. And this hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I'm in Los Angeles. Crowder and Solana back in the studios in Miami. And Ira Winderman, who covers the Miami Heat and the NBA for the Sun Sentinel, is in Miami as well, although he was down at the arena today. They don't, Ira, do they still call it the American Airlines Arena or just the arena?
They do for now until December 31st. The folks in the friendly skies are still paying, so they're still playing. And I guess on New Year's Eve, they just rip everything down and unveil the next stage.
All right. Well, see what happens next. So Ira was down there. They had a Jimmy Butler press conference today and a Pat Riley press conference as well. So you tell us, like, was anything noteworthy said by either of them, more noteworthy than the next?
Yeah, there was one quote of the day, and I think Channing especially can relate to this, and I'll say it the right way so Solana doesn't have to hit the dump button. Jimmy Butler went out of his way and had a quote that everyone tweeted immediately, "I am not an a-hole," he said the entire word. And I think Channing will tell you this. When someone on a team says they're not that, it's their way of providing code that, yes, I very much am going to be this, so get ready for it. Jimmy Butler is a prickly personality. He knows it. His way of the highway. There was a near mutiny in Chicago with Fred Hoiberg as coach. He forced his way out just a year ago now from Minnesota to Philadelphia. And it was interesting. Dave Hyde, who's working on a column for the Sun Sentinel, leaned over to me and he goes, "You're going to have an interesting year, aren't you?" Channing, wouldn't you agree that when a teammate tells you he's not an a-hole, the odds are he probably is?
It's crazy you say that, Ira. We started today. I said, if you have to tell people that means you're running from the truth. Because there's no reason to bring it up if it's not there.
Yeah, so you know what? I asked him, I said, "I know you have that kind of personality. Where do you see it?" And you know what? And it's interesting, and Dave Hyde's working on a column on this. He says, that's who the Heat are and always have been. They've been the irascible players. They've been Alonzo Mourning gesticulating. That in a way, Jimmy Butler, for better or worse, probably was always destined to be a member of the Heat anyway, and maybe he's found his home because, yes, I think he's going to be that. I think he's going to be a provocateur and an instigator. I also think it's going to be a whole bunch of fun.
Can he be the number – Crowder and I talked about this earlier. Can he be the number one guy for a season, the alpha dog, the face of the franchise? Everything goes through him because that's what he's going to be, right? There's no mistaking that.
Yeah, no, he at $34 million, at $140 million over 4 years, he's the guy. I think he can be for this team. I think that's why he gave up more money, almost another $40 million. He could have stayed in Philly and got a fifth year on his contract. He gave up a better chance for a title this year by leaving the Sixers, who were one shot away from the Eastern Conference Finals, because he realized he could only be an alpha here, that it has to be a team of junkyard dogs that maybe are going to win games in the low hundreds or upper 90s and are going to be physical and nasty, that this is his kind of team. I think Jimmy Butler, who had a very hard scrabble upbringing in Texas, at one point was homeless. This is what he's been looking for. He wants him and his junkyard dogs to go out there and play that kind of style. So almost like where you are now, Hawk in L.A. this year, I think with the Heat, you'll get to watch the basketball and get to watch the fight.
And when he says he wants other teams to hate us, what does he mean by that?
I think he remembers what the Heat did to his Chicago Bulls, that they kept going into the playoffs, and the Heat would out-physical them, would out-nasty them, would be the kind of team you don't want to play. He's looking forward to that. This really, to me, is a full cycle of Pat Riley's career. I think what started with P.J. Brown and Bruce Bowen and Dan Marley and Zoe against the Knicks, I think the Heat are going back to that. I think the Heat are going to be the team. After you face them, you knew that you played the Heat the night before. I think this is very much getting back to Pat Riley's roots, and that's why I think Jimmy will be a really good fit.
Ira Winderman is with us, covers the Heat for the Sun Sentinel. What about the Pat Riley press conference? He seems pretty excited about this roster, no?
You know, he gave the old, I'm willing to go with these guys. I want to see what they have. I asked him again about Deion Waiters and James Johnson. Has their time run out? Do they have to reprove themselves? He said everything. But he also said, and I know you guys spoke about this yesterday, that he's not beyond looking at further upgrading. And remember, a year ago, just now, the Heat were in intense talks with the Timberwolves for Jimmy Butler. They were talking about Josh Richardson and Bam Adebayo. I think until the season starts, between Chris Paul being a bad fit for the Thunder, before Bradley Beal, unless he signs his extension by the October 21st deadline with the Wizards, I think it's going to be the same thing. I think you're going to see a ton of talk, and you guys addressed it yesterday in the Loco Hour. I think that Bradley Beal, and Chris Paul will be linked to the Heat until Pat Riley says, okay, we can't make a deal. Otherwise, yeah, I think Pat's going to say he loves these guys, but also look to be a little more immediate than just adding Jimmy Butler.
And I know there's more context to it, but the numbers on CP3 right now say he's just a good player. He's not elite anymore. I know he was playing with James Harden. I know it wasn't a fit for him and all that, but does CP3 still have that game-changing, game-breaking type ability?
Yeah, I think, again, if you look, I know people don't want to hear these metrics, but if you look at his non-James Harden minutes last year, he was all-star level. And you can make an argument, even with Jimmy Butler right now at 33 years old, only 3 years older than Jimmy, that Chris Paul could arguably be the best player on the Heat if they get him. So again, is Pat Riley looking 2 or 3 years out at 2021 free agency, or does he want to do it now? And again, I've laid out this groundwork already, and I'm going to write it again in the Sun Sentinel on Sunday. There is a way for the Heat to get Chris Paul and Bradley Beal now if they can maneuver with the other two teams. And if you have a lineup of Chris Paul at point guard, Bradley Beal at the 2, Jimmy Butler at the 3, Kelly Olynyk at the 4, and Bam Adebayo at the 5, at the least, you're going to get the attention of Philadelphia and Milwaukee at the top of the East. It is possible. It would mean having to pay Chris Paul money down the road that you didn't want to pay Dwayne Wade. But I still think you have to explore all avenues. Pat Riley did that a year ago with Jimmy Butler. I think they'll do that right now with those other two players.
And then I saw that he said something today also about this team, the Heat, have faced more adversity since LeBron left than any other team in the NBA.
That.
You didn't like that?
I hate the woe is we. I understand. No one in the NBA went through Chris Bosh's blood clots and that extra $30 million on the cap for 2 years and that uneven parting. I understand that that was unique. But players lose stuff. As a matter of fact, you can make an argument, Hawk, that the adversity the Raptors are going through now, losing Kawhi Leonard after winning a championship, might be more than anything the Heat have endured. Even when LeBron left, they weren't a championship team. They were humbled in the NBA Finals. I didn't like that part of it. I don't like woe is we, pointing that Justice Winslow missed half a season. So why? He was 20 years old at the time, or that Dwayne Wade left. I believe the Heat had something to do with that. So I'm not buying that. I wish that's the one part I wish he wouldn't have gone there. I am sure you and I could look at a whole bunch of teams, at a whole bunch of players that didn't pan out of a whole bunch of players, John Wall, for example, in Washington with his 2-year injury and things like that. He didn't need to go there. He'd have had a rough go. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, he did have a funny line, though, Riley, right, about Justice Winslow talking about, you know, he's going to be the point guard and that he fined him $50,000 and they gave the money to Goran.
Yeah, and it was funny, my wife instantly asked me, did he really make Justice pay Goran? And I'm like, no, they would never allow that under the cap. Pat Riley was asked, Justice Winslow spoke to reporters a couple of weeks ago, said he wants to be the point guard. Pat said, God bless him for wanting that, but we don't talk that way, and I had him pay Goran $50,000. No, you can't actually do that. But you know what? It was interesting. That was Pat Riley's way of saying, just like at the end of last season, if Goran was healthy last year, part of that adversity you mentioned, Hawk, the Heat would have been better. He thinks that Goran's his starting point guard. I think Pat made that clear today. I'm very curious when Eric Spoelstra speaks at 10 a.m. on Monday, does he say the same thing or does the sort of the controversy restart? That's the one talking point with a bunch of Heat media I've had over the last week. Who should be the starting point guard, Justice Winslow or Goran Dragic? And it's very much split down the middle. So I really do wonder what Eric Spoelstra is going to say about that.
All right. Ira Winderman, you could read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Follow him on Twitter as well. He will break it all down for you about the press conferences today and Spo on Monday. So follow him and read his work. Thank you, Ira.
And good luck with your adversity, fellas. Thank you.
Are you going to watch the Spence Porter fight, or this doesn't interest you at all? No, oh, he's gone. All right, let's get to headlines with he had told me beforehand he wasn't gonna watch it. I was trying to set him up. All right, Solana, let's get headlines real quickly from you.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico.
I, like Jimmy
minutes.
Butler, am not an a-hole.
We're trying to sabotage the guests. What's going on?
This is why he's like, hey, don't ask me about the fight because I'm not going to watch it. So.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.